Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now from PressBoxOnline.com, Rich Dubroff. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys.
Good morning to you as well. Chris Tillman, big start last night, goes six innings, giving up one run on two hits. And it didn't start off that well for him, man. He hit a couple of two-out walks in the first and the second inning, and I think he had a leadoff walk in the third inning and getting out of that. Ended up with four walks. To me, I said this to Ed. When you saw Ubaldo Jimenez his quality start a couple of weeks ago, you thought, I don't know if Ubaldo can continue this. But this is a typical Chris Tillman start when he's at his best. He's not great, but he gets it done.
Right, you are, Rob. You know, so many times during the good years with Chris Tillman, you know, he'd struggle in the first and even the second inning before he, you know, goes on and pitches six or seven strong innings. And I think that's certainly what you saw last night.
Well, that said, it was a really nice performance, something long overdue. We're waiting to see this. But does it change anything as far as, you know, how we go into the trade deadline? I don't know if they're going to be sellers or what, but this changes nothing?
Not really. There are 12 games now between now and the July 21st trade deadline. Let's say they do really well in those 12 games, and they go 9-3. Well, that basically puts them back to 500. So they'd have to play really, really well just to get to 500. They put themselves in such a big hole that unless they play extraordinarily well, you know, over, you know, the rest of this homestand and on the six-game road trip next week, I think that people know what's being considered here.
Now, and what is being considered here is we're here with Rich Dubroff from PressBoxOnline.com. What is being considered? Are the Orioles in sell mode? And if so, what exactly are they selling?
Well, I think that, you know, I think they're going to have to decide if they want to sell, Brad Brock or Zach Britton. I mean, those are the big, you know, the two big names. I wouldn't imagine that anybody would think that they would be selling Manny Machado right now. You know, the other stuff, Seth Smith or Hyunsoo Kim or Wellington Castillo, well, I think those are pretty much, no-brainers that they would be on the market, and they probably wouldn't get that much for him. Maybe they could get a pretty good prospect for Castillo if a team was hungry for catching. But, you know, if they want to sell Brad Brock or Zach Britton, well, I think that there may be, they may get a pretty good haul. It would be interesting to see what teams would offer because I know that there are a lot of teams interested in Zach Britton.
What about Manny Machado?
I can't imagine right now that they would do that because that would sort of signal that they were, in for a long rebuild. And with Buck Showalter and Dan Duquette only having a little over a season and a half, a little less than that, left on their contract. I don't know that that's in the cards here.
But Rich,
that they're looking for more of a retool than a rebuild right now.
But Rich, I mean, I hear you. It means a long haul ahead of us. But doesn't that all depend on whether they feel Manny is signable? To me, it shouldn't depend on whether or not they feel they have a long haul ahead of them. Can we re-sign Manny? Yes or no? If no, trade him. If not, if you can, then you hold on to him. I think that's what it should come down to.
Well, you're right, Rob. But I don't know that there's any. I don't know that there is any harm in holding on to him and then trading him in the winter if you feel that way.
Okay.
Take one shot. Take what you think is your best shot at re-signing him in the offseason and then trading him in the winter if they think that they can't sign him. It's going to be really, really hard to re-sign him for the money that's offered, that's being thrown around. You know, if he's going to get $30 million a year, that's significant money for a in a market this size. So I think it would be really, really hard. But I just don't see, them, changing, changing into sell mode with him over the next 2 weeks. But you know what you're saying makes a lot, makes a lot of sense. But I really wonder if the if a lot of the fans who think, oh, gee, the team should sell, all hope is lost. Well, they think if they sell, they're going to start winning again tomorrow. And that's not the, and that's not the case, because this would be, if they sell him, this would be, a several year rebuild.
What about the fact that, we've heard, I don't know if this is true, that the team or the ownership is philosophically opposed to becoming sellers, that this is just not something they want to do?
Part of it is, Peter Angelos is an older owner, and would he want to be? Would he want to think? Oh, gee, it's going to take another 4 or 5 years. Another 4 or 5 years. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but that's often been the case in sports when when owners are older. There's more of a philosophy. Oh, let's go and try and win now, and especially when you have the manager and the general manager not assured of where they're going to be after 2018. So I think that that's interesting. But they did sell once. It was a it was a long time ago. It wasn't 2000, and they basically they basically backed up the truck and sold. They they got some they ended up getting Melvin Mora out of out of those deals, and not very much more. But if you sold Manny Machado or Britton, I think you you'd get a significant haul. There'd be an awful lot of teams interested in Manny Machado.
Oh, no doubt about it. Rich Dubroff joins us from PressBoxOnline.com. Rich, what is the shortstop situation in the future? On Sunday, we saw Jonathan Scope start there. That's not his first start of the year. I like Ruben Tejada there. It looks to be more and more evident that J.J. Hardy will not be here in 2018. Is there a shortstop in the future in the organization, or is that a position they're looking for down the road?
Well, I think that they're going to have to go outside to get a shortstop for next year, Rob. There's nobody who's obviously major league ready in in the organization. They have a decent shortstop at Bowie, Eric Salcedo, but he's not he's not close to being major league ready. And Ryan Mountcastle, who was a high draft pick a couple of years ago, is playing shortstop at Frederick, but he may be moved off shortstop. He's hitting really well, but there's certainly some questions about his defense. So I think that they're going to have to go outside the organization. And if they moved Machado or Scope to shortstop, well, the same thing holds true for then second or third base, that there's nobody in the organization who they, who's a great prospect at those positions.
There he is, Rich Dubroff, PressBoxOnline.com. Rich, thanks a lot, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.